Yes, sir. We're back. No Jumper is your boy doing all. And come I on. Got my guy, Crook One in the building.
Come on, man. We out here.
What's up, man? I just did my tiny cup voice. You know what I mean? My T-Rail voice. How you What's been, fool?
I'm chilling, dog. I'm just grinding, working.
Working?
Doing the most, man.
Hell yeah, up. Man. I've known Crook about...
Cool minute.
2-3 years? Maybe three?
Yeah, for a minute, dog. For like 2020-ish?
Yeah, yeah. Like so yeah. I think I first met you just like... On some like internet shit, like I say whoop whoop, and then I met you again in person.
Right.
Where I think I put up to your crib and we kicked it,
yeah,
we vibed.
Yeah, we kicked it for a second and we did that little skit.
Yeah, we did a little skit for the song. Yeah, so that was definitely a good moment, man. But man, for the people that don't know you, I know you gonna have a lot of your fans on here showing love and supporting, but like for the people that don't know who you are, let them know where'd you grow up, what city you grew up in, what high school you went to, all that.
Yeah, man. So I go by the name Crook. Crook One, from Los Angeles, California. And man, I grew up like in the Southeast LA. I don't know if you're familiar
like,
with
the
area.
Cella, yeah, from the Cella, yeah. Shout out to Cella, yeah.
He knows. Y'all from that area, man. So, man, I was cool, dog. Just raised up right there, tagging like you and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean? It's the same, you know what I mean? But yeah, from LA, man.
And how was it growing up in the Cella? And for people that don't know, that's kind of like the Pico Rivera area, like Whittier,
like Norwalk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So any city that I'm missing from the Cella, shout out to Cella, good area. I actually love the Cella.
Oh yeah,
if it's a beautiful place, man, I love it. Obviously, yes, every part of LA got its ghetto, but yeah, man, shout out to Cella, very beautiful spot. But how was it growing up in the Cella as a kid?
Man, it was cool, dog. You know, went to three different high schools.
Oh, so you were bouncing around.
I was bouncing around, man. I got kicked out my second time. Went to continuation high school.
Yeah.
And was thugging it out right there, you know, getting into graffiti, getting in trouble. Just chilling, regular LA County kids.
Yeah, regular LA kid. How was the relationship with your parents, with your mom or your pops?
My mom and my pops, man, it was cool. I'm close with my mom. My dad's been in jail for the most of my life.
Like in and out type shit?
Basically just been in. He's been out a few times, but basically he's just been in. Okay. So he's been in jail for a minute, man. But my mom been holding it down. You know, she raised me.
Shout out your mom, because I think I seen you. There's a picture of you guys like in a garage where you guys were living.
Which one?
I think you posted a picture like a throwback and you're like, that's where I used to stay. I could be wrong though. Or maybe that was just a kicking spot. But it was I did live in the garage, though. You did? Okay, so...
I did. Yeah, so I was down bad.
Yeah, yeah, so you posted a throwback. Where you're like, I used to live right here in this garage.
Yeah, I used to live in the garage, man. I lived in a few garages.
Yeah, but did he live there with moms or by yourself?
Nah, my mom always held it down. She always did what she had to do to provide for us. So we always had a roof over our head.
Yeah.
But when I was getting on my own, that's when I was living in the garage trying to figure my life out, trying to figure it out like everybody else. So, my mom always told it down. She always put a roof over our head. She always, kept food in our stomach.
Hell yeah.
She did what she had to do. So, shout out to my moms, man.
And for you say us, like, you have siblings?
Yeah, I got siblings.
You got siblings? Okay.
Yeah, I got two sisters.
And how was the relationship with them?
Closest to this day, man. I love my sisters.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we strike, man. We solid.
That's fire. So, when you were living in those garages, that was, like, after you decided to just live on your own, was there, like... a situation that happened between you and moms where you're like, I don't know, maybe you got kicked out or you just decided like, man, if I can't follow her rules, I might as well do it on my own because I want to f*** off type.
You know what it was? It wasn't, she was doing the wrong thing. And she got a boyfriend. They end up getting together and I was already 18.
Yeah.
So there was kind of like, I was kind of like, I had to figure it out. So she wanted to go do her own thing. She said I could roll with her and shit, but I wasn't trying to be no burden, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up doing my own thing. I tried to figure it out myself, doing it the hard way, you know, f***ing up and figuring it out.
Yeah.
But I basically just decided to do it on my own, bro, and just trying to figure out my life and got into hip hop. I was already into hip hop, but I had to go hard, man. I had to pay bills, I had to do a whole bunch of shit. So I had to go hard and doing this shit, and then, you know, it ended up paying off in the long run, so I've been doing my thing.
And, I know, like, as a man, like, when somebody's not, like, my mom's had, like, after, like, my dad, after years, my mom had, like, a boyfriend. I was already in the dope paying rent, but it was, I feel you, like, I don't think I could ever live, like, if I was, like, at that age, like, maybe 17, 16, when my mom got her man and she, like, you could come live with me, I definitely would have felt weird, too.
Yeah,
It's a pride thing,
it
like.
It is, bro. And you don't want to be no burden, you know? It's like, I ain't trying to move into no dude's house and follow his rules. I'm trying to do my own thing. So, I figured it out the hard way. I've been through some basically homeless at some times.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I was down bad, but then you know, slowly I figured it out. Yeah. Hustling, I was doing tattoos. I was tattooing my signature on fans. Yeah. I'll be like, hey yo, pull up to the shop. I'll tattoo my signature on you for like $30. I'll get like 10 people a day, bro. So that, you know, that stacked up, and I did what I had to do with that money, flipped it. But then I always figured a way out, bro. I was never like, I'm always gonna figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm never gonna be like left in the dust, man. I'm always gonna figure it out.
See what you can do. And then and then before we get into the hip hop shit and you're doing the tattoos. Yeah. How did your love for graffiti come about? Like, man, the whole runaround.
Man, I was in high school around like 2013, 2016. So I just every kid in my school, they was busting graffiti. They was doing like throwies, and they was like writing on their notebooks. They was going to yards, hitting up yards. They was, you know, they was mobbing it up. So it was kind of just like everybody was doing it. I like art already, so I always like writing on shit. So when it came to graffiti, it was just, you know, it was natural. So I always loved graffiti since day one. I always loved hitting walls. I always loved tagging all over the streets, you know what I'm saying? Doing shit I wasn't supposed to. But it was fun, bro. I have a lot of memories doing it. And to this day, man, I still be catching spots.
And like every once in a while?
Yeah, shit, every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Around what age did you get serious about the graffiti shit? Because I remember when I started.
Are you into that shit deep, huh?
Yeah, I'm into that shit deep.
Hey, that Pro Club clap, crazy.
Appreciate you,
that
my guy. Yes, sir. Thank
you.
That
shit hard, though.
Hell yeah, appreciate
that shit
you.
Hard. Nah, that shit hard.
Nah, like, my love for graffiti just came, like, my city, like, where I grew up is
Echo, right?
Yeah, like Echo Park, the downtown LA area. Mm-hmm. It's just a big mecca of graffiti, where we're definitely, like, one of the cities that graffiti's at a whole other level, where a lot of the biggest like hell graffiti crews come about. So,
oh, they was crack. No, so, I used to live right there. I just moved. I was in Hollywood like a couple months ago. I just moved back
to Sella.
To that area. But I was just in East Hollywood, and I was right there in front of Echo Park, in the middle of Hollywood.
Yeah, like not.
Oh,
too
I'm
far,
in
yeah.
Hollywood, but I'm like right there by Silver Lake and shit. And I was there for like a year. But now every time I go on the freeway, bro, there was hella new bombs all the time, the billboards getting smacked. Like, it was cool. It's crazy. The culture's crazy right there, the graffiti culture.
Yeah, the graffiti culture is definitely big. So
if you know, you know.
Yeah, so definitely when it's dope to hear like people from like South Central, like every city has its own culture. Can you remember like the first big graffiti writers that you seen in the cell line? You were like, damn, I kind of want to write like them.
Man, it was kind of just the homies, man, because I'll be seeing the homie. Like, back then, I was Toy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, the homie got a crazy style, bro. How can I do some shit like that? So I just practiced. But it was off the homies, just the regular homies, bro. Like, hitting up Black Books. I seen them mobbing up on the windows and shit like that. And I was like, bro, his style's hard. Like, my shit did not look like that. I got to make my shit look like that. So it was just practice, trial and error. But it was just the homies, though, just regular homies. They got some steelos. It was cool.
Hell yeah,
you
man.
You know what I mean?
And from hip hop, from graffiti, for you transitioned to hip hop?
Yeah.
Because it's all part of the same element. Hip hop's a deep rooted thing.
I was doing graffiti first, and I was like early freshman year, eighth grade. So I was doing that first, and I started recording music around like 2015. So a couple years later, I started doing music, and then, and I was tying them together. Like, I would do songs about graffiti early on.
Yeah.
I don't think they're repping anymore. Yeah. But I would do songs about graffiti, and then it slowly progressed to who I am right now.
Damn, and that was like a very important era at the moment. Hip-hop rap was definitely at his.
Right.
Yeah. Like, graffiti rap and like the backpack rap was at a whole. It was crazy. And then also, I seen a video of you like rapping. I think you had spiky hair. You're like rapping in a circle.
Wait, which one? Oh yeah, no, that was in high school, bro. I was in Continuation High School, bro.
But why were you guys rapping? Was it like somebody was like, "I got a beat, let's rap about it"?
You know what it was? I was at Continuation High School, and we had lunch, and then we had
like fucking nutrition or some shit.
Yeah, nutrition. Okay. I was gonna say break. It's nutrition.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had nutrition, and we were just kicking, and like might as well. So I would bring a speaker sometimes. I was like, "Hey, bro, y'all trying to flow or what?" So they'll throw a beat on YouTube. And we just start flowing right there. Like, it started getting into like a, you know, we just did it every other day. So, we bring a speaker, motherfuckers would rap, and we just did that all the time. And it so happened somebody caught me on tape doing rapping and shit. So I was like, that's cool, you know, that's cool to have someone. The homie sent it to me a couple years later. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Who recorded that shit, bro? And he sent it to me. I was like, damn, I didn't even know no one recording me,
that's
bro.
That's old as fuck.
Yeah, but I was in school, and then I had another one in the alley right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, I think right there, yeah. For maybe the one that I saw was the alley one, but
yeah.
You were like rapping. I was like, this fuck got spiky hair. I was like, damn, this was back in the day.
Yeah, bro, my hair's crazy around. Just see that shit.
Okay, so you start getting into rap around the age of 15, 16.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's the first song you recorded? Or was the first time you recorded an official studio?
Man.
Because I'm pretty sure at first you were doing like little bullshit, right?
Yeah, like shit, I had a mic. Shit, the first time I ever recorded, bro, it was in my cousin's room, dirty ass room, bro, and right there on Bellflower.
Okay.
We had a little shop. My homie, he produced. I bought a little $100 microphone. It was like not even $100. It was like $80.
Yeah.
So I bought that mic and we just set up shop, bro. A little USB plug-in, and we just went crazy. I wrote the lyrics. My homie was hard at the beats, and then I didn't know anything about YouTube channels or nothing like that. So the homie did it for me. He made my YouTube account, and he started doing, like, this whole promotion, like, trying to reach out to fans. He was like, oh, yo, fuck with Crook One, he's a new artist, blah, blah, blah. So he would try to help me do professional shit, because back then I was posting on my Instagram. It was crazy. It was, like, memes and, like, shit that don't even make no sense.
Yeah.
But, like, around 2016,
were you heavy on Facebook?
A little bit early on in high school, but I was on Instagram for the most time. I've been rapping.
Okay.
So he deleted all my memes, and he's like, nah, you gotta start promoting your music, bro. This shit ain't gonna do nothing for you. It's just memes and shit like that. Yeah. So we started promoting the music, doing music videos, recording, doing like street, like we do a whole bunch of shit, bro. So, but yeah, but long story short, bro. Yeah, we started recording music in a busted ass house.
Yeah.
My aunt's house. And I love that house, though.
Yeah.
No disrespect, yeah. But we was getting in right there, and we just started going from there to studios and to, you know, it just progressed from there, bro. So yeah, we started from the bottom, literally. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And what was the first song that blew you up? I know you had a couple, but what was the first song that blew you up?
It was a love song. I did a love song. But it wasn't like on some like soft shit. It wasn't on no like, you know, lovey-dovey type.
Yeah.
It was, I did like a gangster beat, so the homie sent me a beat, and I was like, man, I'm gonna flip this shit. I wanna give people something they ain't expect before. So he sent it to me. I wrote a whole love song, some like Tupac, Bonnie and Clyde type shit. I wrote it like that, with that in mind. So I wrote it, we filmed a video to it, and then before you know it, it started picking up hella views, bro, like crazy views. I think it was my first million I ever hit, and it was just about me and my chick, you know, just people just connected to it. They love, like, people love relationships and shit like that. But when they see me come out, do a song like that, a lot of people, they didn't know what to feel about it. They're like, this ain't a love song, real love songs, so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, nah, dog, that's not how I do things. I don't do things the expected way. I do things, like, the unexpected way. And people liked it. And that song's still going up right now to this day. And it's crazy. But, Me and Mine, it's called Me and Mine on YouTube. And people,
Song that took you to a whole other level?
You know what? I don't know if it took me to a whole nother level.
But what I'm saying, in a sense,
it went crazy.
Like, yeah, like it went crazy because the graffiti music was cool, but the bitches couldn't listen to it because it didn't make
exactly,
sense.
Exactly, yeah. Just the homies in the city, they're like, yeah, that's cool. But yeah, but once I dropped the song, you know what? Maybe it did blow me. I didn't realize it because I was dropping hella music after that. But it probably did take, like, when I did shows and shit, people would definitely suggest that song.
And after that, that's when, like the backpack rappers at the moment started tapping in, like the Foras and shit like that.
Yeah. I remember all that. Yeah, that was a wave. That was a wave, like 2012.
So you, for would you consider yourself part of that wave? Because you came out a little more like 2014, 2015, but these artists were still established.
You know
like
what?
Like the Foras, Devourers, and stuff like that. They were already established artists where they're fucking touring and independent wise. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm not too sure if they're signing, like, or they're behind the scenes of, like, huh, if they were signed or not, but they were definitely big artists, especially in the Latino community doing their thing.
I remember when that wave was cracking.
Well, 2012, 2013 was crazy.
It was cracking. I remember that. I was a freshman, and I remember all these rappers coming out, like Chris G and all these, like, old names. I don't even know if people know too much about them anymore. But I would say I came up, like, around 2018, bro. I was making music a while back, but I remember starting to pick up views. Like, all my videos started hitting millions around 2018, 19, 20. And it was going crazy after that. So I say I really busted out the gate like 2018, 19,
okay,
borderline. And then, I just dropping hella music, and people was fucking with it. But the only thing I regret is not being so consistent. I would take a minute after I did a video, it'll blow up, I'll get comfortable. And I should have really been on it more. I should have been like, oh man, I gotta go harder. I gotta drop another video.
Yeah.
I would kind of be like, oh, this video's cracking right now. I'm chilling. But now thinking about it, I feel like I should have just went crazier. I should have went more consistent.
More consistency. How'd your relationship with Fora grow?
He reached out to me when I was like renting a room out. Shit, I was like down bad.
How old were you?
I was like 19.
Okay.
I was like 19. I was renting a room out. He just reached out to me. He said, what's up? Well, let's do a song. I'm like, fucking, I ain't got nothing to lose. Like, let's crack it. Let's get it cracking. So he Ubered me to the crib and we did the song. And that was that. You know what I mean? Was, you know, shout out to the homie.
Yeah. How much did your fan base grow from when that song came out to, like, from what you were doing at the moment? Because he's doing the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's fucking selling out shows. He was touring independently with Love Music and everything.
Right.
How did your fan base grow?
It was cool, dog. We didn't do a video or nothing. It was just a song.
Yeah.
So I don't think it got the potential that it could have got.
Yeah.
But it was cool, bro. But then it ended up getting taken down for the sample.
So oh, for the sample,
the,
yeah.
The sample they didn't fuck with it. So it had a hella streams, and it got taken down pretty early on. So I didn't know what it could have did to this day. Yeah. But it was cool though, bro. But I really think I gained all the numbers and shit like. Just grinding myself.
Yeah,
like,
just like
I never really relied on the features. Like the features was cool. Like people, shout out to everybody who reached out to me when I didn't really have shit going on. Yeah. But I really think the shit that really moved my rap shit to another level was me just dropping shit by myself. I never really depended on features in the first place. To this day, like if we do it, it's all like me and the homies just vibing and shit. But I don't really rely on features. I'm really like get it from the ground myself type of person.
Nah, most and I've seen that because you're very like an anti, you're not anti-social, but you're very like to yourself type of person.
I'm learning, bro. I'm learning trying to reach out. You see me pull over Yellow Hill.
Yeah, with Yellow Hill.
He's like, bro, you got to step up out your shell, bro. Everybody, I was like, yeah, you're right, bro. Cause he was dealing with the same shit. He's like, man, I'm trying to be out more. I'm trying to show my face, shake more hands, trying not to be in the house too much. And I was like, yeah, you're right, bro. You're right, Yellow. Let me roll with you to that event, bro. And he said, pull up. And then I saw me and you.
We
met up again. And we booked this little interview and shit, and it was cool, bro. It pays off just shaking hands like that, bro, because I don't think we even seen each other, we would be right here right now.
That, yeah, that's it. It's just about building relationships, but that's definitely, like, I remember there was a time where we were just kicking it with me, you, and Yellow.
I took you out to that Chinese spot?
Oh, yeah, one of the Chinese food. We were just tagging on your iPad.
We were just playing Fortnite. Bro.
We were just kicking out your pad, and I remember telling Yellow, like, you two motherfuckers need to step out. Y'all make music, fool. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm consistent. I'm dropping interviews, so people got to see my face more often than they see your guys' face. But I'm like, bro, y'all got to drop music or just pop out to the club, everyone. You don't got to go every week.
Hear this shit.
Yeah, he knows now.
Yeah, Yellow,
I be seeing him at the club. Brandon,
be on like, his neck, huh?
I be like, you here? He be like, yeah, bro. But, you know, he a little more like, I'm off at the crib. You know, he do his shit. But that's definitely something I remember we would have conversations just because we were all like, because we all kind of blew up on, like, you already had, like, a year or two ahead of us, but you were, your grind was just growing and growing, and at the moment, you had the show with Yellow Hill. You were working with different artists.
Yeah, it was going crazy.
I think there was a time where I think I hosted...
my birthday party.
I hosted your birthday party.
You hosted my birthday party, bro, and I think you got into somebody.
I got into somebody. Your boys was with some fool I didn't get along with. And then the certain fool...
Yeah.
Ended up, something ended up happening, and then it got to all of us, and then your homies were, like, getting at the other fool for bringing him. They're like, we didn't even know who that was. We're tripping on Duno, and then
I remember seeing you was hot, bro. You was red. I'm like,
yeah, I was
what
on
the
his
fuck?
Head.
What the and, fuck
yeah,
is
everybody
wrong with
was
kind
of confused, but I did host your birthday party. But we also, I remember that I think you, Yellow Hill, performed. A couple artists, and then I hosted.
Yeah, you hosted.
Yeah, I fucking out of the Black Skins. It could have been out of the Black Skins too.
No, we did it. That was separate.
That was separate time. Yeah. But your birthday. But
that was my birthday. That's what was cracking.
Yeah, definitely. You and Yellow Hill performed. It was at a grimy ass spot though, so we should have known. But it was cool.
Nah,
it
was, you know what it was? Like, shout out to the homie Memo, man. But he took me to one spot. The first spot he took us to, because he was booking the locations. He took me to the first spot, and bro, that shit was fucking smaller than his room, bro. And I was like, man, well, how the fuck am I supposed to host a birthday party here, bro? We can't even fit in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck. So we get him landing on that spot, and it was way bigger.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Yeah, nah.
Then we packed that bitch out. We had a line around the whole fucking, in the whole building. I don't know if you've seen it, bro.
Yeah,
it was cracking.
I definitely seen it. That shit was growing up. It was viral. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Other than the little incident, it was definitely a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was viral, man. But
yeah.
Fuck it, would you consider yourself a backpack rapper?
I think it's just perspective. I mean, I don't personally, but maybe yeah. someone else does. Maybe some other people do, but I don't know. I just see myself as a fucking rapper, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just doing my shit. What's your definition of a backpack rapper?
I don't know. Maybe your guys' beat selection is a little different. Like the boom bap was
Oh, you're talking about like underground.
I think underground's the better. When I think of backpack, I just think of the era that was going crazy at the moment.
I get what you mean.
Because a lot of your influences, like the way you rap.
You know what? It's definitely a big influence on my sound.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I am because I was getting into hip hop at that time. I was doing graffiti. I was doing the boom bap beats and shit like that.
So it was hella hip hop.
Yeah. For sure, early on, for sure. But I think nowadays, I kind of like adjusted to the times. And I was like, you know what? I don't think people gonna always want to listen to boom bap. There's always gonna be a big group about it. But I think I'm gonna switch my style more to like a modern LA type of style. Because people say I be picking the LA beats, but then people be telling me I got like a New York flow. So I think that's what I mean.
Like,
it's a crazy combo.
Yeah, because
it's a crazy combination.
Like the boom bap and the very hard, like certain raps, and when I think it's also like your demeanor, like when you're like rapping,
the baggy clothes and all that shit.
But not even the clothes. I just think it's like the beats. Yeah, the beat, but also like you know you're kind of like if it kind of looks like you're battle rapping.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's just think that line of that the music, it comes from a like just some real rap shit, like lyricism.
It's really rappy, bro. I'm really influenced by like Mobb Deep, Big L.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Nas mixed with like the fucking, you know, the Dr. Dre and the DJ Quick. And it's like, it's a crazy combination, bro. I really think that's what separates me, especially back then. You could hear it back then, but it's a really like, really New York influence.
Yeah.
But I'm from LA, so it automatically makes me an LA person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it's a crazy combo, bro. So I think that's what makes my sound a little more unique than everybody else's.
Hell yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But nah, it's cool. I mean, I still do all the hip hop shit. Like when I'm not on the mic, when I'm not on Instagram, I'll be like freestyling to the boom bap shit still. I'll be tagging on walls and shit, and I keep it true to my roots.
Hell, you know what I'm saying?
But when it comes to Instagram, people don't know that. They just see what they see on Instagram. Yeah. But I still be doing that shit like in the cut. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just a hobby. It's like like every once in a while, like I always have a streak with me just in case.
Too.
But I'm not trying to like risk like me going to jail because we got careers we got to do.
I know.
So we can be.
Yeah, I'm not out here just like busting on like bombing on the freeway. Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? I'm in the bathroom or I'm in just walking with the homie down the alley. Just let me just hit the spot real quick. It ain't that deep. You know what I mean? But nah, I'm on the same vibe you are, dog.
Yeah, it's definitely nothing too crazy, but it's just like.
It's cool. I like your style, bro. You got a clean hand style, bro.
Yeah, my God.
Do no style.
Yeah, I can't bomb too crazy, but I can definitely like.
Nah, you got.
I have a pretty good stilo when it comes to just catching tags. I mean, you feel me? The flick of the wrist is.
I was going to buy your t-shirt, bro. I was on.
You should have told me. I would have just sent it to you. You should have just.
But it is.
Appreciate you.
It's cool. It ain't none. It's like what? It's cool. I was gonna buy my size. I wear 2X, but on the site it said it was sold out.
Bro, that's just sold out fast. We sold out hella quick. And shout out you for being so consistent with your merch.
Yeah, well, you see, come on. Yeah.
Yeah, like
people fuck with it, bro. People fuck with the merch, bro. That's a big thing about me too, my clothing line, bro.
Yeah.
People love the clothing line. That's like its own entity. Like I'm a rapper. A lot of people don't even know I own the clothing line.
Yeah.
But it's mine 100%. I don't got no fucking type of partner. It's really mine. Like I do everything from the shipping to the designing to the
shit. We was there with you.
Promotion. I think you promoted some of my shit.
Yeah, no, but
I pulled up on you one time and dropped some shit off.
Yeah, you definitely did that. But remember? I think we were with Yellow, and you're like, hey, bro, I'm gonna stop by and pick up my merch real quick. I gotta ship it out.
Oh, you got that? Yeah,
no. So I was there with you. I was driving with you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and then you were like, I gotta pick up my merch real quick. And you want to go pick up like
remember.
2-3 boxes.
Really?
And you were like,
oh shit.
Because you were putting us on. You're like, hey, this is how you ship shit.
Yeah, I remember you would text me once in a while trying to like, get like little help.
Yeah, little tips. Shout out Craig.
Yeah, man.
Bro, you go to bro's house, he got rags. He got shit already divided out. Like, here's where I want this. The medium goes here, the small goes there. And I'm like, damn, motherfucker.
I love it, bro.
I'm like, you so consistent with this shit. And it always shows up.
Most of the time. If it doesn't sell out instantly, it takes a few days. But it always ends up going pretty quick, bro. I'm really particular with my designs and how my shit looks, and everything from the photography to the models and to the designs and to the actual garment.
Yeah.
I'm really picky with that shit.
Yeah.
So I gotta make sure it's on point. People fuck with it. They really see this last job, bro. I did a rhinestone Mary hoodie?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. It sold out twice, and like each time sold out like in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Damn.
It's crazy, bro. So I really like, I really been working out this clothing line for a minute since 2018.
Nah, definitely. You definitely, you're one of the few that is, could be like, and I'm not trying to be in your pockets, but what's made you more money, your merch or your music?
Oh, the fucking merch.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely, bro. I think you talk to anybody, their merch is going to make them a lot of money. Think about it. You sell a fucking $50 hoodie for like, you sell a $50 hoodie 100 times. Bro, that's crazy. And that's like, you could make that money like in a day. If your shit got hella hype around it, if your shit got hella like, people really like it and they've been waiting on that drop, you can make a lot of money in one fucking day. More than a fucking song could fucking make you like, it's crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so. But it's not all the time like that. Sometimes shit flops. Sometimes shit doesn't go as you plan. Sometimes you like a design, doesn't sell out. It doesn't sell too much. And you're like, fuck it. You're going
to
move on.
So you got to go back to it.
Yeah, it's like trial and error, bro. So it's cool. The homie Memo, he just hit me up talking about, hey, Crook, I want you to help me run the Night of the Blacks against March. Because everybody know I be doing my shit.
Yeah.
You even know fucking Yellow. Yeah. I even help Yellow with his shit.
Yeah, I remember.
I help Yellow with his shit. And I even help fucking Cujo the Savage with his shit.
Yeah,
I helped him when I was in my room, bro. He was like telling me, hey, Crook, how you make the designs, bro? How you make the website? I set everything up for him, bro.
Shout out,
bro, do your shit, bro. I put you on a path to just... It's easy. Just buy the merch, sell it. I'll help you whatever you need. I always help the homies, bro. Like, why the fuck would I keep all this knowledge to myself, bro? Let me reach out to the homies and help them make some money. You know what I'm saying? So it's all out of love, too. I really like doing it. So it's cool, bro. Like, it's straight to see the homies doing their shit, bro. So.
And especially with merch, people understand, like even at shows, when you have shows, like, meet and greets sell the most. Mm-hmm. Like, meet and greets how you make your money. But merchandise is one of the top tier things that a lot of rappers don't have.
All the rappers, get on your merch game, bro. Get on your merch. You're sleeping on money. And if you don't do it, then fuck it. More money for me. But hey, free game right here. Get on your merch.
It's going to make you a lot of money. It's not that hard to build a fucking website. It's kind of hard.
It's not hard to build a website, but it's hard to make a good looking website.
Yeah.
People make websites. I'm like, they're clothing. Like, I don't know if they're going to ship my even. I don't even know if they're going to ship my order right. Them niggas look sketchy.
Yeah.
But there's some that look professional. Everything looks right. You know, they have terms and policies. They have shipping information. It's like little details like that that grabs a customer in. You know what I'm saying?
Just look
professional. Do your best. Do good photo shoots. And don't have your shit looking so generic. Everybody should be looking generic as fuck. I'm like, bro, no one's going to buy your shit. You got your fucking name on it. It's cool. Like, if you're the homie, I'll support you. But in reality, a stranger coming across your shit, why the fuck would they wear some shit with your name on it? Do a design. Make it look dope. Do like a fucking pit bull like that or something, bro.
Yeah, that shit went crazy.
Yeah, that shit's hard as fuck. I seen that shit when I was with Yellow. You know, just some shit like that, you know. You gotta feed it what the people want. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Free game.
And you've succeeded in like I said, the merch. I've seen you be you're probably one of the few homies that I know, like, or just friends in the industry that your merch is hella consistent. I think you drop what, like every like 4 or 5 months? Like a new design or it could be less.
I try to drop every month.
Every month.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I miss a month or two.
Yeah.
But my goal is to drop at least once a month. So far, I've been dropping twice a month. But, you know, it's crazy. I won't drop if the design ain't hard. Like, if it ain't hard, I'll be like, nah, I'm not going to waste my time, bro. Yeah. Like, all right, let's just keep working on it. Me and Pro Club, we talked about doing the collab, so I'll have a meet up with them pretty soon. A couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about doing a collab together, man. So I have a vision. I have a vision in my head, so I want to execute it with them. I think they're the perfect people. You just did some shit with them.
Yeah, I did some shit with them, and shout out my guy, Brian. He definitely believed in the vision. He definitely let me steer the boat, drive the boat, and
that's right.
You know what I mean? He backed it up with a couple things, but we did that, and shit, good money, good business, good friendship. We built, and we built a legacy where he's bringing back kind of like the streetwear for Pro Club, and shit was a beautiful thing. He let me design the whole shit. I designed the whole shit on my own.
I know. I
just thought
video
about a gang of shit, and it
was a perfect concept. Bro. It described you 100%.
Yeah,
style, and on the Pro Club, I was like, bro, that shit's hard, bro.
Appreciate you. Yeah, it was a perfect concept, and we just decided to put a gang of shit together, man, and it came through. So shout out Pro Club.
Pro Club, man.
You're with Empire now.
I got a little deal with them.
You got a little deal with them? But how did that come about? Because I would have never thought you've been doing this so independent. I would have never thought that you would have, like, maybe done something like a like a partnership or like a distribution thing type of thing?
Yeah, you know, it ain't even at that deep. Honestly, it was like they reached out to me. They seen what I was doing. I think Yellow Hill might have even put the word in for me.
Okay, shout out Yellow.
Shout out to my bro Yellow Hill, man. But yeah, they hit me up like, hey, bro, we want to do an album with you. We're going to give you a budget. You know what I mean? We're going to give you some money. Let's do an album. Easy. Knocked the album out. It went crazy. I did a billboard, selling CDs, doing merch. It went the way it was supposed to go. And after the album, I'm back on my own shit. After they make their money back, I get to be on my own shit again. So yeah. I'm on my own again. I ended up doing another album deal with them a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But the album's doing pretty good too. So pretty soon after the album reaches his payback, and we back on our own. It's really just a, you know, just a little bag sharing there, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still independent as fuck, bro. I do everything myself, bro. Ain't nobody do nothing for me. I can't stress it enough. Mm-hmm. Nobody does nothing for me, bro. People help me out. Shout out to everybody that helps me out. But for the most part, it's all on me, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how different was that? Like, you being so used to being on your own to, like, even the little one album, like, being with them for a couple, like, 3 to 6 months. How different was that having somebody, like, an A&R or PR come to play?
It was cool because it wasn't something I was used to, bro. It was like, yeah, we're going to get you a billboard. And I know billboards probably isn't that hard to do, but I wasn't even trying to figure out how to do all that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, fuck it. Y'all figure it out for me. So they did that for me, and they lined a couple of features up for me. They helped put the word in. So I got like RZ on that album. I got Stevie Young. I got a couple more people on that shit too. But it was cool. You know, I just wanted to try something different because I was already doing music for so long by myself. Let me see what opportunities they bring to me. Maybe I could do some crazier shit.
Yeah.
And they definitely did some shit I couldn't have done as fast as they could have did it. But it was cool though, bro. Like, I enjoyed the experience. The billboard was crazy. I think I'm the first rapper in my city to ever get a billboard. You got a billboard too. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Billboard boy.
Good so Nova shows.
The Nova, you going crazy, bro. It's crazy to see your progression.
Appreciate
over the
you,
time,
my guy.
Bro.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Tight, bro.
And yeah, a billboard. It's definitely a good. It feels good. It feels good.
Bro.
It's honestly just a big ass piece of paper. If we're being honest, but
no,
it feels good.
But it's like, if no one in my city did that yet, I'm being the first to ever do it. Yeah. It's kind of a special feeling, especially when it's just my face. I wish I had a ski mask on and shit. I wish it was on my face.
Oh, you did have a ski mask on for that album.
On, so I was like, fuck.
I thought I should have.
Damn, they couldn't see my face, bro. They didn't even know who it is. But we did like a little event right there, a little album pop up. And I had people pulled up, show love. I posted a recap.
Yeah.
It was like, it's been 2 years since I dropped it. And yeah, you can see a line around the building. I got cars pointing. It was the homie shop. It was cracking.
That shit was dope. That shit was right down Whittier Boulevard.
Whittier Boulevard, man.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out Whittier Boulevard.
Shout out Whittier
place.
Boulevard, man.
Yes, sir, man. Beautiful place.
Shout out this.
Go ahead. You drink Henny. He on like some shit. Nah, I'm cool. I got a long day.
You busy, though.
Yeah, man. I got a long day. I drink that Henny. My car, my bitch.
You good.
Nah, but you definitely very...
You good.
Man, you definitely put in hella work, man.
Man, I'm trying out
here,
bro.
You do a lot of the groundwork. You're one of the few rappers I've seen just do their groundwork.
Yeah, bro.
You're also one of the few rappers that claims their girlfriend. Because a lot of you motherfuckers don't claim your girl.
Tell me I'm a rare breed, bro.
You and Yellow
I don't
Yellow
know anybody that claimed they chick. Yellow Hill, he been having this girl for a while.
Yeah, but he
barely started claiming her.
Yeah.
You late to the party. I've been doing my, he just got with it though.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you. But me and my chick been riding together for a minute, dog. Cool minute. And I incorporated her in my music. And people just, they have a relationship of our relationship. They like, fuck, we like them. We love them together. We love seeing them together. Every time I post a flick with her, it goes crazy. I can only imagine what's going to happen when we have a baby.
Oh, it's over. You got to start a YouTube family channel, dog.
Oh, we ain't even finna do all that. Nah.
You got to do a YouTube. What is going on?
Every got to do it, dog.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple vlogs to see how it goes.
Yeah.
But nah, they love my chick. Shout out to Sam, man. Shout out to, come on, I see you. Now, you been seeing her with me up for a minute.
This fool's with her everywhere. I'll be like, fool, leave her at home. They get the boys.
Yeah. She's really trustworthy. Yeah, she got my back. You know, motherfucker, run up on me.
Shout out that, though, because it's definitely a rare thing. It is, dog.
You know, everybody want to be play a pimp trying to...
Which is cool, right?
It's cool. For sure it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's really rare to see somebody claiming they chick for so long. You feel what I'm saying?
I think what you're trying to say is like, for it's cool to be in love.
It's cool to be in love.
Yeah.
It's cool to be in
but,
love.
But
why
it
not?
Is rare because you definitely, I've seen her like model for you, model for the merch. I've seen her fucking and cut and fucking the music videos and shit like that. So it's definitely a rare thing. But I always talk to Yellow. Like me, like Yellow, I think one of the, his biggest things is incorporating the fact that he's like has his girl. And I'm like, damn, Kirk's been doing. But there was like only a couple, like there's a couple people that did that. Mm-hmm. And like at least from like, Just acquaintances that I know, and it was like you, Yellow. Mm-hmm. I don't know Fora, but I know Fora did that for a long time. Mm-hmm. There's a couple rapper homies that definitely, like the homie T-Rell, he's not a rapper, but him and his girl definitely have like a real big open relationship, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I could never be you, fool.
Oh, yeah.
I give it to you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it is? I just found the right one.
Yeah.
You know, we done been through shit, bro. We done been through shit, believe me. It's not just being fucking lovey-dovey, no issues. It's been through his shit to get to this point. But honestly, it's like when you find the one, you kind of know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't find the one so early on. They got to go through a gang of motherfucking people. They got to go through like 200, 300, fucking a lot of bitches to do that. But lucky for me, it's just heaven.
Yeah.
It's heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
and
yeah.
A lot of people might say, you pussy with, you pussy.
Yeah.
But honestly, so what? Why not? I'm happy. I'm chilling. I'm cool. Yeah. I ain't outside risking, you know, I'm inside most of the time. I go outside when I have to go outside.
Yeah.
I'm chilling, you know, I got my girl, got my dog, got my family, got money in my pocket. That's all I can really, I'm chilling.
That's for it. Yeah. Cool. When you signed this shit with Empire, I know you started doing a little more ratchet shit.
There was like, you see my videos?
There was like bitches shaking
definitely
ass
seen,
more.
Yeah.
I know, if I know me and you talked about it like behind the scenes, where you're like, she was over there slapping ass with me. But like, did it ever get to a point where she's like, babe, she's a little too close, or babe, you're a little too close, or
nah, she's cool because I don't really let that happen, you know?
She's
right there. I'm not gonna be all fucking
but what,
the whole fuck, you know what I mean? I'm just like, hey, bro,
she's gonna come over here and slap your ass.
Yeah,
right,
she know. Yeah, yeah, nah, she know. Hey, nah, but we have them in the video. They doing their thing, and that's pretty much it. We pay them, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You know, we ain't here, just here to do your job, and it's all business.
Yeah, but has anybody ever, like, has a girl ever, not crossed the line, but, like, just tried it while your girl was there?
Not really.
Not really?
Because
there was a music video when you guys are in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this is pretty late night. I'm like, I wonder if his girl's with him right there. And I think I told Yellow, like, oh, look at Crook, he out of shell right now. And he was like, oh, he's going for the beat his ass.
Nah, she cool. Well, she right there. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? She knows, like, I ain't finna do no dumb shit.
But at first, you had to explain it, right? When you guys got first. Because when you guys got first together, you were already rapping and kind of had, like, a little buzz.
Yeah, she definitely noticed the females off the bat. Because she noticed I was already getting a buzz when she got to me. And there was a lot of females on my Instagram and in the fucking
Twitter
all
IG,
that shit, all that shit, bro. So off the bat, she knew, you know what I mean? But you know, over time, she got used to it, you know what I'm saying? She got used to it. It's cool. It ain't nothing no more.
Yeah.
But definitely in the beginning, it took a lot of time to get used to. Like, imagine
you got with
a cracking ass female, bro. And
I get with like a Glorilla or something.
Hey, you feel me?
That bitch ain't outside. She's staying inside.
Come on, you get it. You understand?
Nah, huh? I definitely get it. I just, it's crazy. Like, cause even though people do know you're in a relationship, they'll still try shit. Like, it's just a nature that comes with our business and our career.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
You know, I'm out here just to get some money. I ain't worried about nothing else. I really just been in the bag for a minute.
Yeah.
So I don't really chip on nothing.
Hell yeah. Man, what's next for Kirk? I know you've been working, you've been doing your thing, but what's next for you? Like, what do you have planned for 2023, man?
Man, dog, I'm trying to be more consistent.
Yeah.
Cause I got a hell of music. My dumb ass just don't drop. Like, last year I filmed like 8 videos I didn't even drop because I wasn't feeling them after all. Like, I would see them, I would like the song at the time, I would look at it. I'm like, nah, I don't think that's it. Like, I'd rather not drop it than drop a flop or drop something I'm not 100 with. But now we're in this year, I'm trying to be more consistent. I'm trying to drop better merch. I'm trying to ship orders out quicker.
Yeah. That shit hurts our backs, y'all. That shit hurts.
Yeah, trying to be more consistent. You know, everything takes money, too. You know, I like quality videos, so it takes a little bit of money.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of effort. I ain't really the type of rapper just to call the video guy and just go out and shoot right there on the spot. I kind of like pre-planning ahead. I like booking shit. I like getting everything planned out so everything goes smooth. So it looks a little, like a little effort is made into the video. So trying to be quicker on that, man. I'm just trying to be more consistent overall. Basically, everything, bro, on Instagram, on social media. I've been posting on TikTok. My TikTok going crazy right now. But it's working hard, bro. Trying to work harder and harder and harder and harder.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
For any features we could be expecting this year that maybe you've had in the vault for a little while and finally felt like you
about
you
that want... about that look that skit we did. I wanted to drop that fucking skit. I want to tell you right now in front of your face, yeah. Bro. I wanted to drop that skit. So I had you, I had a little weirdo, I had a gang of features on that bitch, bro. On my laptop, bro. My shit, it was cracking. I had a gang of features and they was good songs too and they was good skits.
Yeah.
So one day I'm chilling.
Your shit crashed.
No. I'm chilling, and then I was using my computer the previous day. It was fine. Everything was cool. Yeah. I closed it. The next day, I wake up. I come back to use it. My shit wouldn't turn on. And I'm like, oh, that shit dead? Let me go get the charger. So I get the charger. It didn't turn back on. And I was like, fuck, don't tell me this shit crashed. So I took it to Apple. They're like, hey, your shit crashed. I was like, get the fuck out. You're lying, dog. You're fucking lying. You're lying. I was so butthurt, though. I had peso shit on there. I had a gang of people shit on there, bro. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
But
everyone's telling me, hey, you didn't back your shit up? I'm like, nah, I spent 3 bands on this computer. It was brand new. I didn't even think it was going to fucking crash.
But you didn't have it like on a hard drive?
Bro, I just bought the computer.
Oh, so it was...
I spent 3 bands on a Mac, bro. A 16-inch. It was brand new with fucking touchscreen. Bro, I didn't expect that shit to crash.
Wow.
So deleted your skit. I was like, nah, me and that fool did a crazy skit.
I remember we did do a crazy skit, but I do remember you were in the studio with Peso and with mm-hmm. and with fucking
Weirdo came through.
And fucking Weirdo. Mm-hmm. So you just
put it to the crib. We did the song right there. And then but I always wondered, like, hey, I wonder if the homies are ever mad that I didn't drop their shit.
Nah, I just you hit me and you were like, it's still good if I drop it. And I texted you like, yeah,
yeah. And that was before I dropped it. And that was before I lost it. I was like, but I always wondered, like, damn, what if the homies feel some type of way that I didn't drop our songs because they busted a mission out here. But I never got the chance to explain the fact that my shit crashed.
Nah, it's good. It's good.
We got to redo another skit,
we definitely got to redo it. Let me know.
Yeah.
I've been hella busy, but we got to figure some shit out closer to LA, that's perfect. Because you live a little far. It's a little far. It's a little drive.
I pull up, bro. A little minute skit, bro. That shit was funny.
Yeah, hell yeah. So this year, you just, consistency is key this year.
Yeah, bro. Consistency is key. Trying to get it cracking. Trying to be better. You know, every year, we trying to elevate, bro. We try to grow. We try to just do better things. So it's the beginning. It 2023 barely started, so we got a fresh start. So I'm motivated right now, bro. I'm trying to do everything I could. Trying to do more shows. Trying to pack the shows out. It's like, yeah, you finna see me in the headlines, bro. I'm finna do my shit.
I'm excited for you because I know 2022, you were a little more low key.
Yeah, I was low key.
You're more now.
I was going through a lot of shit, but I was trying my best to maintain the socials and the videos and all that shit.
Man, congratulations to you. Well, man, I'm excited for 2023. I hope I get to be part of the journey, man. Mm-hmm. We definitely got to redo that skit because that is fun. He texted me like,
bro, hey, if I finna drop it.
Because I think that was going to be your album where you collabed with all your homies.
I was pissed, bro. Yeah. And then I ended up finding the Peso song like a year and a half later. Like, I sent it to the homie. I have it. I found a copy. But I found that shit way long. I had a plan. I was going to get you on the skit. Have the homies feature. It was going to be tight, bro. But, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens. Definitely.
Yeah.
This shit, we got to go crazy. Well, man, Crook, I appreciate you for coming by.
My boy.
You feel me? Crook One. And it's not C-R-O-O-K.
Nah, it's
K-R-U-K. And then One. You can find them on all social media.
Everywhere.
Let them know where they can get the merch. Top League Crew.
TopLeagueClothing.com.
Clothing. I don't know why I said crew.
No, you good.
Yeah.
Top League Clothing. Like Top League, like Major League Baseball. Like,
yeah,
like,
just
but
Top
it's
League.
Top League Clothing. Go fuck with us. Go on the website, man. I think everything's sold out right now. So if you go, you might not see,
you might not
things,
see everything. But at the moment, you might see some shit.
Yeah, go fuck with the site, man. Shout out to No Jumper. Shout out to my boy Duno, man. I appreciate you,
bro. Yes, sir. Shout out Crook One. Been bro. Doing this shit for a while, man. I'm excited for 2023 because I know we talked just like briefly. We both been busy doing our own thing, but I know, like, through Yellow, he was like, yeah, man, he chilled a little bit this year, but I'm pretty sure he's coming back 2023.
Yeah, bro.
So I knew I had to get an interview in, so.
Yeah, man, I'm
you
glad,
know, start
glad
the year off right, because we're only on the, this might not come out till, like, the beginning of February, maybe the first week. Yeah. But we're only on January 4th, y'all. So we already early. Doing interviews. He driving far. We connecting. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he got merch and features and albums and tapes all locked in.
By
the time this comes out, just go to his page and whatever is new. Make sure you stream it.
Tap in.
Apple, Spotify, everything. SoundCrook, YouTube. You feel me? Crook One, CRUK.
Yeah, there's no way you can't find me, bro. Yeah. And I'm glad we got a chance to talk. I know sometimes between shit got us a little bumpy.
Yeah.
But I fuck with you. Yeah, I respect your
man.
Brother.
Shout out Crook. Yes, sir, man. You know it's love.
We out here.
Make sure y'all tap in. Come on. And we out this motherfucker. This is No Jumper. You feel me? Man. It's your boy doing on Crook One.
Hey, bam, yes, sir. Bam.